We discussed yesterday that Kiddush on Shabbos is clearly a mitzvah d'oraisa, learned from the pasuk of Zohar, Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. We had a debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. If it's coming from the word Zohar, as the Rambam suggests, it's a mitzvah to mention and to retell the greatness of Shabbos, to praise Shabbos, and how it's unique and different from all the other days of the week. That's the mitzvah of Zohar, as Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. Or, according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah Zohar, as Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. And it comes from the word L'Kodesho, and it's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbos. Even though Kedusha Shabbos is Kfua, and it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have our own obligation to sort of join in that process, and to also be Mekadesh Shabbos. And we saw a bunch of different differences between them. For the Rambam, theoretically, it's a mitzvah that's shayach all day. All day there's a mitzvah to praise the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now we do it, we set it aside by praising in the beginning and the end. But for the Ramban, that it's about sanctifying the day. So when do we sanctify the day? We sanctify it in the beginning, when the day starts. So today, what I'd like to talk about today, I'll take a question in 1 second, what I'd like to talk about today is trying to understand the relationship between this mitzvah of Kiddush and the fact that we all know that we make Kiddush a la kos. What is the relationship between the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? Because we saw in the Rambam that it's about saying words of Kiddush. According to the Ramban, it's about sanctifying the day. What is the role that wine has to play? What's the role of wine in the mitzvah of Kiddush? Yes.
Is there an alchemy between the Rambam and Ramban for women? Because one would hold it's a asheshes mangrama, and one holds that it's not.
Well, I think they would both hold it's asheshes mangrama, because whether it's just the beginning of Shabbos or it's the whole Shabbos, it's still only Shabbos, not the rest of the week.
No, it could be like tefillah. You have a chiyuv to do it once a day. It's like all of Shabbos might not necessarily be considered mangrama.
No, all the classic examples of mitzvahs asheshes mangrama are like shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah all day of Rosh Hashanah, but because it's only one day a year, or 2 days a year, so that makes it mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Something that's the chagim, or the classic mitzvah saseh shazman gramas. Okay, let's get right into things. So the Gemara has a braisa. Zochar es yom haShabbos l'kadesho, zochrehu al hayayin b'knisaso. Ein li ela b'layla b'yom inayin tam lomar zochar es yom haShabbos. So, in the Gemara, it seems, when it discusses, this was our makor, this braisa, Kuf Vav and Aleph, in Psachim, is our source for the mitzvah of Kiddush. And in that braisa, the two go hand in hand. Kiddush alayayin. Zachreu alayayin. Now, the question is, where do you see in this pasuk of Zachreu alayayin, of Zachreu, excuse me, Zachreu Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, where do you see the ayin? The Gemara just says, Zachreu al ayin. Where does the ayin come from? So who was bothered by this question? Who was bothered by this question? I don't mean who in the room was bothered by the question. I mean which Rishon was bothered by the question. Tosfos, right. Tosfos is bothered by the question of, where do you see in the word Zachor, Zachreu al ayin? What do you mean al ayin? Where do you see ayin in the pasuk? Yayin's not mentioned. So Tosfos tells you that's true, it's not mentioned here. But if you're holding in Tanakh, so you know that there's a pasuk in Hosea, you know there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, and there we see the inyan of Zechira being mentioned by wine. Nazkira dodecha meyayin. It's pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Zachreu kiyayin levanon. So you see that when you mention things on wine, where you remember things on wine. So there's a connection between Zechira and Yayin. Okay. Those psukim are not super convincing that this is a chiyuv d'oraisa. Right? The idea that Zechira we find in Hosea, that Zechira is done on wine. So when it says Zachar in the Torah, it must be all wine, on wine. Okay, it could be that it's just megalah to us. We're learning from Hosea how to read psukim in Chumash. The word Zachar d'oraisa means with wine. How do you know that? Oh, you see that in Hosea. But Hosea is just being melamed to us, teaching us. That's what the word Zechira is. So Tosfos tells us that's not the case. Tosfos says you should know that the mitzvah of Kiddush alayayin is an asmachtahi. It's only a dinder abana. It's not really dioraisa. The idea that we learn Zechreu alayayin. Now, before we really jump into Tosfos, let me just take a minute or two, because this Tosfos, in the beginning of this Tosfos, is one of the most important Makoros in the Rishonim for a practice that we do every week, and that is the Din of Vayechulu. So Tosfos, as just as almost like a side point, it's not the main point of Tosfos. I know some people got derailed a little bit because of this and thought this was like the main issue. Tosfos just says in passing, by the way, we're going to be discussing Kiddush. Is Kiddush D'oraisa? Is Kiddush D'rabanan? He said, let me just clarify for you that when we say Kiddush, we don't mean Vayechulu. We mean the bracha of Kiddush. Bracha Hashem Melech Olam Brei Pri Agafen. Bracha Hashem Melech Olam. That's what we mean when we say Kiddush. We don't mean Vayechulu. And Tosso says, the only reason we say Vayechulu again at home is for our family. Now, what's the background here? What's going on with Vayechulu? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos. I'm just going to give you some of the background information. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Tes Amad Aleph. And the Gemara there says, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, that anyone who says Vayechulu, the Shulchan Aruch just says to say Vayechulu, but the Mishnah Berurah tells you that the background is Gemara and Shabbos. And the Gemara and Shabbos says that anyone who says Vayechulu each week is a shutuf with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. He gets some type of status of partnership with a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Bria Sa'olam. That's why we say Vayechulu. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, in around Reish Ayin, maybe Reish Pei Tes, right around there, so the Shulchan Aruch there says that we say it b'tzibur. We have a practice, even though the Gemara just says to say Vayechulu. It doesn't say to say it b'tzibur. We have a practice to say it b'tzibur. You all know that when you finish your private Shmon Esrei, which had in it Vayechulu, you're already mekayim the din of the Gemara when you say your own private Shmon Esrei, because the Shmon Esrei says Vayechulu. But when you, right, correct? Shmon Esrei, the Shmon Esrei has it, right?
Friday night,
good. Then after Shmona Esrei, what do we say? The Chazan starts Vayechulu. Why do we do it with Tzibor? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason we do it is because it is a certain status, type of Eidus that Hashem created the world. And we know the Halach of Amdu Shnei Anashim. We know the Halach is that when you do Eidus, when you give Eidus, when you testify, testimony in Halach is done with two Eidim. Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Davar. So with two Eidim. Amdu Shnei Anashim. It's two Eidim. And therefore, that's why we do it after davening b'tzibur, in order so that we can be made in like a halachic way. Because now it's not an individual. Okay, so now the hold on one second. The Gemara Tosfos by us right here tells us that that's not really the reason why we do it out loud in shul b'kol rab. What does Tosfos by us say? What's the reason we say by Chulu B'kol Ram?
We don't want to make it, because we do it for Yontif.
Oh, what happens on Yontif? When there's Yontif, we just had Yontif. The Shmini Atzeres fell out on Shabbos. So Friday night, you didn't daven the Shabbos davening. You didn't say by Chulu. All you daven, at least you weren't supposed to. You davened the... Why?
I don't know, we just did. No one knew why.
What?
Out loud.
No. Your private Shmona Esrei was not the Shabbos Shmona Esrei. It wasn't supposed to be. You're supposed to do the Yontif Shmona Esrei and put in the Shabbos additions. Which means that when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, you don't say Vayechulu in your private Shmona Esrei. So how are you going to be Yotze? How are you going to fulfill this practice of the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yotes to say Vayechulu and become a shutuf for the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, for a situation when Shabbos falls out, when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, they needed to institute to say Vayechulu out loud afterwards, in order so that we would, on those weeks, we would say Vayechulu. Because, or else, you wouldn't say it. It was not in the private Shmona Esrei. Because we don't want you to forget that, they instituted to do it every week because of situations when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. That's what Tosfos here says. There are other Rishonim who say that maybe they instituted it also for people who don't know how to read Hebrew and they don't know how to say the private Shmon Esrei. And therefore, they're not able to say Shmon Esrei. For Shachris and Mincha, they get Chazar Sashatz. Meir, if there is no Chazar Sashatz, they're not going to get to say Vayechulu. So we say Vayechulu together as a Tzibor.
Well,
but nowadays, let's just think about What nowadays that means that, first of all, for that second reason, most people nowadays in shul know how to read, and they say by yechulu. So that reason wouldn't apply so much. We still might do it out of, you know, minhag avoseinu, but that reason doesn't apply. The only reason that really applies is what Tosfos here says, which is for yontif that falls out on Shabbos. Now the Taz writes, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that I got that confused. That's why I just want to clarify. The reason we do it standing up is because Eidus. Eidus, we learned from the Omdu Shnei, I knew that pasuk, it was stuck in my head, that the Mishnah quotes that pasuk. The Omdu Shnei Anashim. That's not the marker that you need two people, that's the marker that you need to stand when you give Eidus. So that's why when we do it in Shul, we do it standing. The Stibor stands and we do it together. Okay. So according to the Taz, and according to, in general, the Halacha, what happens if you said a long Shmona Esrei and you missed Vayechulu? So you know, you always see guys after Shul, like they're going over and they're like, can you say Vayechulu with me? Can you say Vayechulu with me? It's Yotze, according to this, you don't really need to do that. Why don't you really need to do that? Because you said it in Shmona Esrei. The only reason we're saying it again is for Yontif that's Chal B'Shabbos. So in Echanami, if it's Yontif Shechal B'Shabbos and you missed Vayechulu, so you should go find someone. Now, why do you do it with someone? Why don't you just do it by yourself? Because this Taz who says that we stand because of Eidus, well, if you're standing because of Eidus, Lachor, you should do it with two people because of Eidus. Even though that's not what the Taz himself said. The Taz himself said that that's the reason why we stand, is because of Eidus. So, be that as it may, the Chazon Ish apparently used to tell people that you don't need another person, you can do it by yourself. Even, I don't know if he said this, but I would even add, if you missed it, it's not the end of the world, because you said it already in your own private Shmona Esrei. The reason then, Tosfos says that we say it again when we get home, is because our family members didn't get a chance to say by Shmona Esrei. That's true, but they might not have. So let's say your wife might not daven Maariv. So if your wife doesn't daven Maariv, this is your opportunity to help her that she should be yotzei by Yechulu. Now the Chazon Ish also points out, this is very interesting, let's say, you know, you might want to ask a Shaila, should I speed up my Shmona Esrei in general? Should I speed up my Shmona Esrei in order so that I can chat Vayechulu with the Tzibur? So the Beir Halacha says you should. Speed up your Shmona Esrei in general, don't be marich in your Shmona Esrei on Friday night, in order so that you can say Vayechulu with the Tzibur. Says the Chazon Ish, what are you talking about? Kavana. To say Shmona Esrei slowly, bekavana, that's a din in the Gemara. Of course you should do that. To say Vayechulu with the Tzibur, the only reason we're doing it with the Tzibur, the Gemara doesn't say you have to do it with the Tzibur. The Gemara says you can do it by yourself. The only reason we're doing it with Tzibur is because Tosfos said, because of a situation of Yontif, that's Chal on Shabbos, let's make it across the board the same way. So to speed up and miss out on a Shmona Esrei bekavana, just the chat Vayechulu with the Tzibur, which is just from Tosfos and Psachim, it's not worth it. There happens to be Makoros in Kabbalistic literature that you're supposed to say Vayechulu three times on Friday nights. He quotes it? Okay. Three times to say Vayechulu. And Justin said that the Hogos Maimonios quotes it here on the Rambam. It's quoted in the Sefer Rokeach, I know, says it. So, to say Vayechulu three times. And that, therefore, we say it in our Shmona Esrei. We say it after Shmona Esrei. And then we say it again in Kiddush. So, that's a little bit of the background of Vayechulu. But Tosos mentions it here, and this Tosos is really one of the main sources for the whole sugya. I suggest that you should do the minhag of Klai Yisrael. The minhag of Klai Yisrael is that you say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. Hopefully, you're finished in time, and you hear it with the tzibur. If you don't hear it with the tzibur, and there's someone next to you, it's okay. So say it with him. But if not, you don't have to run around like, you know, chasing people down to say it. You can say it by yourself also. In other words, if we had to go in the pecking order, for sure, you should say it once. There's a good reason, I'll be Kabbalah, and I don't really understand Kabbalah, so therefore I'm going to bow in humility and say it's a good thing to be mekayim it. So you should say it three times. Do you have to say the second time b'tzibur? You realize the first time is not b'tzibur. The third time is not b'tzibur. It's just the second time. Do you need to... So if you can, and it's not, you know, it certainly should not turn into like a tool to show how firm you are. Like when you finish Shmona Esrei, like, oh guys, you know, my Shmona Esrei was really, really long today. So is there anyone here who can say Vayechulu with me? You definitely shouldn't be using it for something like that. Okay. Yeah.
The point of according to Taz, let's say you have guests on Friday night, so should you say Kiddush together with your guests?
So I don't know if you. He's talking about standing, saying it's standing, which is part of the debate. But if you want to stretch that to also about the Eidus, so and you missed it in Shul, you mean?
No, either one.
So I think once you said it once, if you did it once, Eidus, it's fine.
No,
why not? Okay, it doesn't hurt to, but I don't think you need to. Yeah.
I also heard from one of the Rebbeim here, in addition to some other people, that Rav Soloveitchik said you shouldn't do two people. Because you can't do, Eidus doesn't work at night. Beis Din doesn't adjourn at night.
So therefore, it's not really a good Eidus anyway.
It's not a good Eidus, so two people, the whole reason you wouldn't need two people is because there's no Eidus at night anyway. It's a concept.
I hear it. It's interesting. Obviously, on the one hand, it's clearly not real formal Eidus. That's obvious. It's not real formal Eidus. On the other hand, the Taz, though, does bring it into the world of Eidus and says that's why we stand. So you could respond and say, yeah, but we don't do it at night. Okay, I hear. It's interesting, Hara.
Nothing new calls to be standing or sitting.
Right. Minog Klal Yisrael, for sure, and that's what we see, is that we do it, the Mishnah brings, down. So that's why, again, that's why it's important to be knowledgeable in these sugyas. Because we don't use our knowledge, and this is something that a mistake that a lot of yeshiva guys do. We don't use our knowledge in order to be like counterculture and show everyone like, oh, you're like doing like the masses. I know the real sugya, and this is really not necessary. The reason why we want to have a lot of knowledge about things is because we want to know if something's going to inconvenience people, if something's going to, you know, rub people the wrong way. So if it's something that's very principled, you got to do it, you know, telling the truth. Okay, we tell the truth, even if it sometimes is going to be a little bit uncomfortable. We tell the truth. Are there times when you don't have to, that you're able to be mishaneh? So that's why it's important to know the sugyas. It's important to know the sugyas in order so that when we have clashes, like if I have a mitzvah that's clashing with a bayin adam l'chaveiro of someone else, so I need to know, is this v'chachila? Is this b'dieved? How much room do I have to be flexible? But we don't have it in order to, you know, there's some people who like live their whole life, they always want to do everything different than everyone else, and then when you ask them why you're doing that, they'll tell you, oh, there's a shita like this, there's a shita like that. They use it in order to be different. So there's no, I don't think there's a mila to doing that. There's a mila to being knowledgeable in order so that when we're in situations that are not ideal, we know how to work without offending people and still staying within the boundaries of halacha. But here I would say, Minhag Klal Yisrael is to do the first one in your private Shemoneh Esrei, the second one to do it out loud with the tzibur or with another person, and the third is, and then the third one you do in your private Shemoneh Esrei. So should you do like a, Yoni, you just asked. It's like, so should you have the people in your house join with you? So, I don't know, if you've learned the sugya and you're just like so excited about it and you feel like for sure this is the MS, okay, you could do that. But that's definitely not the minhag. The minhag is not too. So the minhag is fine. Okay, let's go back to Tosos.
Also, they could be yotzi on your kiddush. They don't join in with
right, no, but he wants to say that maybe like this is Indian of doing it with two people because of the Eidus element. But then Shemir responded, but it isn't really Eidus. So that's why I'm saying, like, I hear both sides, and that's why, like, let's go with the Minhag. All right. So, back to our Tosfos. So Tosfos takes a stand, and this is what's important for us. Kiddush al Hayayin is Dirabbanan. It's not the Oraisa. It's Dirabbanan. The only problem with maintaining that Shita, that Kiddush is only, al Hayayin is only Dirabbanan, even though it's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus of our Gemara, Zachreyo Alayayim, says Zachreyo Shema Shabbos Akachem, Zachreyo Alayayim. What's the Pashtus of that, Aaron? Zachreyo Alayayim. We're learning from the Pasuk of Zachreyo Shema Shabbos Akachem. So is Yayin Dioraisa or Dirabbanan? Dioraisa. That's right, because the Gemara says Zachreyo Alayayim. Comes Tosus and says, no, it's really only Dirabbanan. Excellent. It's only really Dirabbanan. So the problem with Tosfos and Shita that it's only the Rabbanan is the Gemara and Nazir. The Gemara and Nazir, as you all, Baruch Hashem, spend some time learning Nazir. Imagine for some of you this was like your maiden voyage into Maseches Nazir, and I'm sure it was a great experience. So the Gemara and Nazir, and we'll just do it outside. The Gemara in Nazir.
What?
Let me check. I might have one here. Yeah, I got one. Daf Gimel and Nazir. I got it. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is having a discussion between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. It ends up that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a pasuk which is extra. We want to know, what do you do with the pasuk of Yayin v'sheicher yazir? So we learn that Yayin mitzvah is osir l'nazir lishtos. Okay? A... Okay. The Yayin mitzvah is osir. That's what we learn from this pasuk. So this is a pasuk. This is a gzeiras hakasuv, according to Rav Shimon. Yayin mitzvah is usher for a nazir. The question is, what is yayin nazir? What's yayin mitzvah? Excuse me. What does that mean, yayin mitzvah? How do we identify yayin mitzvah? So the Gemara gives two possibilities. Possibility number one, it means yayin of kiddush and avdol. Let's just call it yayin of kiddush because that's our sugya for today. It's yayin of kiddush. The Gemara is going to reject that. It's not yayin of kiddush. Gemara is going to give its second suggestion, which is the din of Rava, which is that if you're nishba, lishtos yayin. I take a shvua, I'm going to drink wine. I take a shvua every day of the next month, I'm going to drink wine, and then 2 weeks into the month, I become a nazir. So now what do? Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but I have a personal mitzvah to drink wine for a month because I took a shvua that I'm going to drink wine. That is yayin mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Because I took a shvua to drink wine. And that is usher. The din of nazir overrides my personal shvua that I'm going to drink wine. How do we know that? From the pasuk, the gzeris hakasuv of yayin v'sheicher yazir. That's what we learn from this pasuk. This is a pasuk. That's what we learn from this pasuk. Okay. How did the Gemara reject that yayin mitzvah means yayin kiddush? Right? We end up saying it's this, because we reject that it's nishpo lishtos yayin. But we rejected that it's yayin kiddush. How did we reject it? So the Gemara had this line. What was the line, Justin? What did it say?
Oh, I'm not sure the line is.
Yes. Nishpa v'omeid mehar Sinai. Your nishpa v'omeid mehar Sinai. Rashi, or pseudo-Rashi, because Rashi and Nazir is not Rashi. We don't know exactly who it is, but it's not Rashi. We have some suggestions, but it's not Rashi. So Rashi, quote, pseudo-Rashi on Nazir, says, you know what this line means? I mean, let's just read it. You are Nishma Ba'ome Be'Har Sinai, which means you already are bound by a Shvua at Har Sinai. You're already bound by a Shvua at Har Sinai. Hashem commanded to us to make Kiddush. Apparently on wine. And therefore, you are already bound to make Kiddush on wine. So, the Nazir is chayev to drink wine for Kiddush. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Zechor Yom HaShabbos LeKadoshim. So how are you going to tell me that Yayin Mitzvah is also for him to drink way before he became a Nazir, when he stood on Har Sinai, he accepted upon himself to drink wine for Kiddush. So how is the now his Nazir is going to Aser? So it cannot be Yayin Kiddush. It must be the din of Rava. 1 second, Justin. That's what the Gemara in Nazir says. Now, to answer up this question, now what's the question? The question is that the Gemara seems to imply very clearly then, that's how Rashi interprets the Gemara, pseudo-Rashi. It seems to be very clear in the Gemara, what's the implication of this? That Yayin, that Kiddush, Al Hayayin is Dioraisa. Kiddush Al Hayayin is Dioraisa. So how can Tosfos by us maintain that Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Dirabanan? The Gemara in Nazir is clear that Kiddush Al Hayayin is Dioraisa. Now when you have a kasha from a Gemara, what are you going to do? So what you're going to do is you're going to look at that Gemara and say, wait a second, is this the only way to learn this Gemara? There must be another way to read this Gemara. So in order to figure out another way to read this Gemara, let's begin with two questions that Tosfos asks in Nazir. Tosfos in Nazir asks two questions on Rashi's interpretation. Question number one asks Tosfos, what do you mean? Adarabba, that's the whole point of the Gzeiras HaKasuv. What does that mean? I'll read it to you. Adarabba, Lahachi, it's drichkra. That's what the whole point of the Gemara is. What's Tosfos' question? You're telling, yeah.
Daniel Shaver is coming to tell you that it does work.
You're telling me that Nidyal Rice, I have a chiyuv to make Kiddush, because the Pasuk of Zachar Shema Shabbos Nakacho means that you have to make Kiddush Alayayim. So how can that be that the Nazir's usher to drink the Kiddush wine? This is a Dil Raisa Din. Guess what? This is also a Dil Raisa Din. That a Nazir is usher, Yayim Shaykh Yazir, an usher Nazir to drink mitzvah wine. So why does this diaraisa trump this diaraisa? Maybe in a chanami. There's a din in the Torah you need to drink wine in Kiddush. But there's another pasuk, yayin b'sheikh yazir, which comes to teach me what? Yayin of a mitzvah is usher. What do you mean yayin of a mitzvah? Kiddush. The Torah told me that Kiddush wine, you're supposed to make Kiddush on wine, comes the Torah and says, yeah, but not a nazir. Yeah, that's the whole point of the Gemara. So Tosfos says, according to Rashi's reading, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. The Torah tells me a Nazir shouldn't drink wine, even mitzvah wine. How can that be, though? But it's a mitzvah to drink the wine. I know it's a mitzvah to drink the wine. That's the whole point of the Gemara, that the Nazir is usher to drink that wine. So point number one in Tosfos is, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Point number two in Tosfos is, I don't understand, according to Rashi, or Pseudo-Rashi, how did the Gemara fix the problem? Mark said, oh, can't be talking about Kiddush. You already had to eat Kiddush from way in the past. So you know what the case is? In the past, you took a shvuah, you'll drink wine. That's all. If this is a question of chronology, so a couple of thousand years ago, my forefathers, or I, accepted upon myself that I will drink Kiddush wine. So therefore, my Naziris, which is coming later, can't override that. Oh, so it must be a case where a week ago, you took a shvuah to drink wine. Well, guess what? A shvuah to drink wine is a mitzvah. When did I get the mitzvah? At Har Sinai. First of all, it's already connected to Sinai. And I took a shvuah upon myself, which I have a mitzvah to keep my shvuahs, a week ago that I'm going to drink wine. So how can the Torah, my Nazirus, now come and my Nazirus asur me from drinking the wine? Hooray, I'm already mushba to drink wine. I mean, the line in the Gemara just say, Hare Mishba the Omeid to drink wine. Just like when the Gemara said, well, it can't be Kiddush wine, because he's Mishba the Omeid to drink Kiddush wine. So it must be a case where he took upon himself a shvuah to drink wine. And guess what? He's Mishba the Omeid to drink that wine already. Now, I think you can answer that question. And that is, there's a difference between being Mishba the Omeid to Har Sinai and being Mishba the Omeid from yourself. Maybe when Hashem puts upon me a shvuah, so that can't be overridden. But maybe when I take upon myself a shvuah, maybe there's more room that could be overridden by an explicit pasuk. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos asks these two questions. So these are the two questions of Tosfos on Rashi. And therefore, because of these two questions, Rabbeinu Tam suggests a... There's a what?
He also says,
yes, okay, good, right, very good. Which is our sugya. So Tosfos suggests a brand new reading of the Gemara. And this is what I meant, that you need to have two ways to understand the Gemara. Tosfos has a whole new, Rabbeinu Tam has a different understanding. Not that this is a statement. Hey, wait a second. He's Nishma Goyim Har Sinai. That's how Rashi learned it. Rashi, of course. That's how Rashi learned it. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, it's a question. V'chi Nishma V'omein Mehar Sinai? Is he Nishma V'omein to drink wine? Of course he's not. The mitzvah of Kiddush is not on wine. The mitzvah of Kiddush is just Kiddush. He's not chayiv. And that is how Rabbeinu Tam reads the rejection. It is a question. Let's just clarify the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. According to, and it's always important that you can say things in your own, like, normal words, like, you know, your own words. Everyone agrees, whether you're Rashi or Tosfos, that the Gemara rejected Yayin Kiddush.
question is just how they rejected it. And I'll give you a mashal, Lamad Daradoma. When you give like a shir in like a very high level yeshiva, and you give like a shir kloli to like the top guys, so whatever you say, they're going to respond, half the room is going to respond in one way, the other half the room is going to respond the other way. One half the room is going to say, "Mech it tasty, what are you talking about?" And the other half is going to say, "That's poshut, of course." You know, they're not going to let you, you're not going to get any credit for saying anything. Either what you're saying is crazy, and what are you talking about, mech it tasty, prove it. Or they're going to say, "Well, that was obvious, poshut, everybody knew that." That's what the Gemara, those are the two ways Rashi and Tosfos are rejecting. Rashi learns and says, it's coming to Aser wine of a Nazir?
No, other way around.
What are you talking about? How can you Aser wine of, how can you Aser the wine of Kiddush? He's chayav from Har Sinai to drink that wine. And what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Poshut the Nazir can't drink that wine. He doesn't have a chiyuv to drink that wine. So it's either, of course, the Nazir is able to drink the wine. What are you telling me? Is Nishma Lohan? Of course he's, right? According to Rashi, of course he can drink that wine. That's not the Isser. Of course he can drink that wine. Or according to Tosfos, of course he cannot drink that wine. But no matter what, everyone's rejecting that we're talking about Yayin Kiddush. Either because it's Pashit that he can't, or because it's Pashit that he can. But that's how they reject it. Okay, now, I would like you to take a look at our Tosos and Psachim. Because our Tosos and Psachim, now that we go back to our Tosos and Psachim reads it exactly like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if you didn't realize there was a big debate about this line, you might have just read right through the Tosfos, or you would have read right through the Tosfos, and not picked up on it. But take a look at Tosfos. Let's take a look at Tosfos inside. So Tosfos says like this. I'm in the line in Tosfos that starts, the first word in the line is Hainu. It's literally right in the middle of Tosfos. Hainu dafka kiddush hayom. Yeah, you see where I am? Everyone see where I am in Tosfos?
Yes.
Hainu. Okay, towards the end of that line. Aval al hayayin Lohavi ella midrabanan. So Kiddush is diraisa, but on Yayin is only midrabanan. Kiddemashma bereish nazir. As we learn in Reish Nazir, well, he's bringing a raya from Nazir. A raya from Nazir. What's the raya from Nazir? Right. I asked Nazir as a kasha. How can Tosos hold that Kiddush wine is Kiddush ala Yayin is dirabanan? What about the Gemara Nazir? Tosos quotes it as a raya. What's the raya? Because it says over there, Dekamar miyayin v'sheichar yazir, lasur yayin mitzvah ki yayin arishus, that yayin mitzvah is asur. Uparach, and they ask in the Gemara, what is it? Kiddush v'avdala. Mushbo v'omed mehar sinai hu. D'itztrich kro l'mesar? Do we need a pasuk to asur it? Mushbo v'chi mushbo v'omed. Yeah, he doesn't have the word v'chi in ours, but how's he reading it? Remember, he's trying to bring a raya that for sure you don't have to make Kiddush Aliyah midiyoraisa. So how's he reading this line? If it's a raya.
It sounds more like Rashi.
What do you mean? According to Rashi. No, according to Rashi, it's a statement.
There's a gears to change.
Wait, before the gears to change, just look at Tosos. Tosos is trying to quote a raya. How do you quote a raya from this Gemara? How do you quote a raya? You know, let's do it like this before you all you comment. Maybe let me write on the board just to make it clear over here. That way we'll be able to look up at the board. According to Rashi, this line is punctuated like this: Nishma Omer Mar Sinaihu. It's a statement, which means that according to Rashi. Is Kiddush alayayin? Is Diraisa or Dirabanan?
Diraisa.
Okay, so Kiddush alayayin is Diraisa. Okay, and okay. So now if you read it like
Tosfos can either be
hold on. Right. Now if you read like according to Rabbeinu Tam, let's not write Tosfos. Let's write Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the implication? It's a question. What, you need to drink, make Kiddush on wine? So according to that, what's the implication? Kiddush al Yayin is Durabana. Is Durabana. Good. So now in our Tosfos says we have a Raya from the Gemara in Nazir. How do you have a Raya from the Gemara in Nazir that Kiddush is Durabana? How does he have to be reading this line? Like Rabbeinu Tam. So now let's read it inside. How is he reading it? Meaning you know how he has to read it. Now let's see how he reads it. Mushpa v'ome mehar Sinai hu t'itztrich kra l'meisar. How do you read that? T'itztrich kra l'meisar. Do we need a pasuk to aser it on the nazir? Of course it's aser.
The itzrich is instead of the
v'chi,
meaning that line.
Right. The itzrich means, do we need a pasuk? Meaning, we don't need a pasuk. It's obvious. Right? According to Tosfos, it's obviously osur for the nazir. According to Rashi, what, how do you read this line? Not that it's obviously osur for the nazir. How do you read this line according to Rashi?
How can we osur?
Good. How? Or let's do it as a statement, because it's a statement. It's not osur for a nazir. But according to Rashi, it's not osur for a nazir. According to Tosos, it's obviously osur for a nazir. So, how was Tosas bringing a raya from this Gemara for his Shita? He was clearly learning like Rabbeinu Tam. Clearly learning like Rabbeinu Tam.
Is it Rabbeinu Tam writing this Tosas also?
No. Tosas was written later.
Rashi says the
and therefore, they have to end up coming on to Rava.
Isn't Rabbeinu Tam one of the Bible?
He's one of the Bible Tosas, but the first. Very early.
If Tosas had like Rashi, we'd have to answer all the Kashis.
Exactly, right, exactly. If Rashi was writing this Tosfos, Rashi would have said, Kiddush is derabbanan. But wait a second. Because what are we going to do about the Gemara in Nazir? That's how Rashi would have written. Tosfos brings it as a Ryan because he's learning like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, excellent. Now, Tosfos then brings another Shita at the end.
Right.
This could make
sense of Rashi. No, let's see.
This is the drinking.
The Ode Matsinu Lameimar, and we can weiter say, we can also say, we could say an additional thing, the Ode Matsinu Lameimar, to Kiddush Al Hayayin is Dioraisa. We can also argue that Kiddush Al Hayayin is Dioraisa. Okay, how can we do that? But, according to Tosfos, Kiddush Al Hayayin is
Dioraisa.
But, now he says, you know what? Maybe Kiddush Al Hayayin can really be Dioraisa.
The word.
So within Tosfos, we have another possibility. Maybe it's Dioraisa. This is number one in Tosfos. This is number two in Tosfos. Maybe it's Dioraisa. What do you mean? How could it be Dioraisa? I thought we just read a Gemara in Nazir, and the Gemara in Nazir says that it's obviously Osir for the Nazir. There's no way you could be Matir the Nazir to drink the wine. What do you mean?
It.
I thought we're saying the Chimushma, you're not chayav to drink it. What do you mean? How can you then say that Kiddush is Dioraisa? Because maybe Kiddush is Dioraisa al Hayayin, but you don't have to actually drink it. Maybe the Chiyuv to drink it is not Dioraisa. Which means that we're emerging here with three Shitas in the Rishonim.
Why can't there be like what Rashi's saying?
What? No, because according to Rashi, let me work it out right now. According to Rashi, let's get the three Shitas down when all the dust settles. Beautiful. According to Rashi, Kiddush and drinking the wine is Dioraisa. Because according to Rashi, the Gemara rejects the Uzir, the Nazir cannot be Uzir in the Yayin. Why? Because it's a mitzvah for him to drink the wine. Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on wine? You don't have to drink it. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says it can't be Yayin Kiddush is what's usher for the Nazir. Why? Because it's a mitzvah for him to drink. For him to what? Must be to drink it. So according to Rashi, the mitzvah is to make Kiddush and to drink the wine. That's the Oraisa. So Rashi's one extreme. Kiddush al Hayayin
V'gam lishtot is d'oraisa. Tosfos, that's sheet number one. Sheet number two is the other extreme. Kiddush, the mitzvah of Kiddush, is not on Yayin. The mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa is not on Yayin. Yayin, doing it on wine and drinking, is all d'rabbanan. That's the other extreme. And then, no, that's Tosfos. That's Tosfos number one. That's Tosfos number one and Tosfos in Nazir.
Right.
And then Tosfos number two by us is that Kiddush is d'oraisa on Yayin, but you don't need to drink it. So these two shitas, so in the end of the day, we've got shita number one. This is one extreme. Shita number two and shita number three. Both of these shitas read the Gemara in Nazir like Rabbeinu Tam.
Yes,
why
can't you say that two and three are the same?
Because one's holding Kiddush al Yayin for Rabbanan, one holding Kiddush.
Both of them say that.
Meaning there's different debates here. One is a question of how to read the Gemara in Nazir. Is it a statement or is it a question? That's a machlokas Rashi versus Rabbeinu Tam. Then we have a machlokas at the end of the day when everything settles, what's the status of Kiddush al Yayin? For that, we have three shitas. Rashi can only hold one thing. Kiddush al Yayin and drinking is d'oraisa. Within Rabbeinu Tam, we have two possibilities. Either Kiddush al Yayin is d'oraisa, but not the drinking, or Kiddush is d'oraisa without wine. It's all d'rabbanan that we do it on wine and that we drink. If you saw in the Tosfos HaRosh, he quotes there that Rav Colonimus of Rome, learned the Gemara like pseudo-Rashi and Nazir. He learns the Gemara like Rashi. Tosfos HaRosh in Brachos obviously does not. It learns it like Tosfos, like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam paskins explicitly like Rabbeinu Tam, and within Rabbeinu Tam, like this, that Kiddush al Yayin is Rabbanan. And this is the opinion of Rov Rishonim. Right? At the end of the day, we want to get our scorecard. It's Rashi and Nazir and Rav Kolonimus of Rome hold that Kiddush al Yayin and drinking is the Oraisa. I'll take one step back. Classically, if you say to someone, you go over to like a yeshiva bacher, you go over to someone who's knowledgeable and learning, and you say to him, what are the shitas about Kiddush al Yayin? So they'll tell you, oh, it's machlokas. Some say Kiddush al Yayin is the Oraisa, some say Kiddush al Yayin is the Rabbanan. What we're seeing today is that it's actually slightly more nuanced than that. There's really three shitas. There's Rashi and Rabbeinu Kolonimus of Rome, who hold Kiddush al Yayin is d'oraisa, and drinking is d'oraisa. And that's based on how they read the Gemara in Nazir. Then we've got the opinion of Tosfos by us, which is the opinion of most Rishonim, including the Rambam. The Rambam writes explicitly, both in Hilchos Nazir, when he tells you that Nazir cannot drink Kiddush wine, and in Hilchos Shabbos, Parakhaf Tes, where the Rambam writes, Kiddush d'oraisa is just words. Mizrabanan al Yayin. Mizrabay Sofer al Yayin. That's Tosfos HaRosh. That's our Tosfos HaPesachim in the first day. That's Tosfos in Nazir. That's the Rambam. That's Rov Rishonim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That Kiddush al Yayin is Mizrabanan. And then we have this very interesting in the middle shita that maybe Kiddush al Yayin is d'oraisa, but the Chiyuv l'shtot is only d'rabbanan.
So the Rashi's questions, are they on Rabbeinu Tam? Are they on second?
They're on Rashi.
On Rashi.
On Rashi.
Second.
Exactly.
What's that source?
Yeah.
Third one again?
Do you need wine? Mid d'oraisa.
So you don't need wine. I can make Kiddush without wine on
Rashi. Oh, so very good. Excellent. Thank you, Danny. In the Tosfos HaRosh and also the Magid Mishnah, guys, I just want to make this point. In the Tosfos HaRosh and in the Magid Mishnah, they both think that they have a very good raya for Tosfos against Rashi, which is the fact that we see that you can make Kiddush on bread. If you make Kiddush on bread, doesn't that indicate that it's not Medio rice on Yayin? Now that's making a little bit of an assumption. That's assuming that you have two options. You can either make Kiddush on wine or Kiddush on bread. It's up to you. Maybe you're only able to make Kiddush on bread when you don't have wine. And then maybe there's no Yayin. Maybe really Kiddush mid d'oraisa is on Yayin. But if you don't have Yayin, you can't do it. And then the Gemara says, well, if you don't do it, then the next best thing is to do it on bread. But maybe you're not fulfilling the mid d'oraisa that way. So it's not the best Yayin. Except that there is a Gemara that implies that there was one Amora who used to choose to do it on bread instead of wine.
So if you learn like that, if you choose bread over wine when you have wine, that certainly is an indication that wine is not the araisa. Okay, Kenny, yeah.
What would they do with the
question? No, I think we're done, so I'll take questions privately, okay? So you everyone have a great day. I just don't want to be overtime. Everyone have a great day. Whoever has a question, please stand on that side of the plastic and feel free to ask.